This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and I'll take you through the day's market action. A day after touching record highs, Sensex lost steam on November 21 as investors took money off the table in the light of weak global cues. Most global markets were in the red as concerns resurfaced over the US-China trade deal after the US House of Representatives on November 20 passed two bills to support protesters in Hong Kong and send a warning to China about human rights. Nifty traded lackluster and settled marginally lower, taking a breather after the recent up move. It opened flat and remained range-bound thereafter. Movement on the stock-specific front kept the traders busy till the end. Sensex finally settled 76 points or 0.19% lower at 40,575.17, while Nifty closed at 11,968.40 with a loss of 31 points or 0.26%. Secondary barometers, BSE Midcap and BSE Small Cap indices underperformed the benchmark Sensex, closing with losses of 0.73% and 0.43% respectively. Tata Steel, Bharti Airtel, Yes Bank, ONGC and ITC finished as the top losers in the Sensex index, falling between 2-3%. On the other hand, Hindustan Unilever, Larsen & Toubro, Bajaj Auto, State Bank of India and HDFC Bank closed as the top gainers in the Sensex kitty, rising up to 1%. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Relicare Broking, said he strongly feels that the market is set for profit-taking or consolidation prior to further rise. He said traders should limit their leverage trades in the index and book profits on every rise. In the case of decline, 11,800 and 11,850 zone would act as a cushion for Nifty. Stocks, on the other hand, would continue to see movements on both sides, thus maintain extra caution in the stock selection, he said. Let's talk about stocks and sectors. On the sectoral front, BSE Metal, Oil and Gas and Telecom fell 2% each. BSE Energy, Basic Materials, Utilities and Consumer Durables were the sectors that closed lower by 1%. Volume spike of 200-500% was seen in stocks like Bosch, Petronet LNG, Indraprastha Gas, Sun TV and Motherson Sumi Systems. Long buildup was seen in Zee Entertainment, Bosch and NCC, while short buildup was seen in Castrol India, Federal Bank and UPL. Let's take a look at some stocks that were in news. Zee Entertainment Enterprises share price rose over 12% after promoters of the media house mulled selling their stake in the company. SL Group, a promoter of the company, is looking to sell up to a 16.5% stake in the media company. Reliance Capital closed 5% lower after Delhi High Court restricted the sale of the company's assets. The court passed an order placing restrictions on any sale, disposal or creation of any encumbrance on any assets of the company, which include the company's 4.28% shareholding in Reliance Nippon Life Asset Management till December 16. Jubilant Life Sciences share price closed over 4% higher after China announced the termination of anti-dumping duty on pyridine imports from India and Japan. Shares of Shipping Corporation of India fell over 6%, while those of Bharat Petroleum Corporation ended 6% lower a day after the cabinet gave the in-principle approval for disinvestment in select central public sector enterprises. On the technical front, the consolidation in Nifty below 12,000 continued. The region around previous all-time highs of 12,100 is witnessing some profit booking. Manav Chopra of India Bulls Ventures said it's not at all unexpected to witness some retracement near all-time highs. The broader structure continues to remain positive and the uptrend is intact. Near-term corrections towards the support zone should be utilized to build long positions, he said. Chopra said Nifty has support in the range of 11,920 to 11,850, but the index will face resistance in the range of 12,000 to 12,100. Three levels to watch on Friday would be 11,956.9, 12,012.1 and 12,028.2. Maximum call open interest was at 12,000 followed by 12,200, while maximum put open interest was 11,900 followed by 11,500. That's all for today. Thank you for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.